Hello, and welcome to episode 25 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, and welcome back. It's Phyllis Michalaitis with my continuing discussion of lean transformation. I recently attended a continuous improvement seminar, and over again, I heard company owners and managers complain. They had a great start and they enjoyed some success in implementing lean, but then they got stuck. The excitement eroded and everyday business got in the way. There are three main reasons that strongly impact this occurrence. I want to briefly review the first two today, but I want to focus on the third reason as it isn't often discussed and it is important. The first reason is the lack of commitment from the top, including their commitment to include time to perform the lean activities. I've spoken previously about the need for commitment from the top down. It includes a commitment not just to Kaizen events, but to continuous improvement as a new way of doing things. Many at the seminar argued that it takes time to have a stand-up meeting at the start of the day and for management at the three levels to gather and assess how they are doing against the targets and what improvements they've made. They say they don't have time. They have work to produce and fires to put out. But discipline and commitment to creating a lean culture will eliminate the fire drills and it will allow a smoother flow with more output. You must develop the skill and the discipline to have the meetings, but limit the scope and time to ensure they don't impact the work. I listened to my daughter, who's a nurse, provide an example about how she attends shift change meetings of just 15 minutes to assess the patients and their needs. So don't give up. Work on the time and the scope discipline as well as gaining the top-down commitment. The second reason is resistance to change. We all have our comfort zone. We know what works for us and what feels comfortable. I'm sure you've tried to make changes in your life, whether it's trying to get more exercise, eating healthier, or developing a new habit, like getting up earlier. It's so easy to slip back into our comfort zone. That's why so many articles have been written on the topic, and why lean visual controls are helpful. Changing some beliefs and your mindset will help you make the changes and make them stick. But that's a topic for another day. Let me get to the third reason, which is the topic of today. Lean training, like most training programs, can include webinars, self-paced training on a PC, and face-to-face seminars. The typical training programs do not include post-training coaching. That's because management doesn't want to pay for the coaching element. Their vision is the employees have been trained. They're fixed. Now it's up to them to use what they've learned to improve processes, eliminate waste, and increase our profits. But do you recall hearing the statement about how little is remembered if there's no coaching or feedback? With coaching and feedback, the employee can adjust their skills and improve step by step to achieve the desired results. Sports stars, professional speakers, actors, politicians, and successful business leaders employ coaches. But most leaders don't provide coaching for the people in the factory, the office, or the field. There's two significant reasons why coaching is critical to the success of a company. First, there is no silver bullet. The individual cannot take a quick fix course and gain long-term results. It takes lots of small steps. Continually focusing on individual elements builds performance and leads to success. As the legendary and greatest coach of the 20th century, John Wooden explained, you must establish a plan to develop excellence. John provided coaching and feedback to the members of his teams. He also gave them the tools to take personal responsibility for consistently improving their skills and behavior. Second, research shows that low intensity or infrequent coaching is not effective. Coaching must become a way of operating your business. The coaching must consist of on-the-job observation and feedback. Additional skill development can be accomplished through the establishment of company social media, such as blogs and training websites, YouTube postings, and Pinterest. But these activities do not replace face-to-face coaching. Coaching is the most critical element in sustaining the positive impact of training. Dr. Srini Pillai and Rudolf Tanzi of Harvard University have led ongoing studies on memory, and their research indicates that mindfulness, linkages, and repetition are the vital factors in remembering. This research makes a critical point as management expects employees to remember and implement skills that they learn in a 1 to 5 day program. Yet they don't invest in activities associated with mindfulness, reinforcement, or implementation assessment and feedback. Thus, the value of the training is quickly lost and the money spent on training is wasted. Management cannot succeed with lean tools and classes alone. You must also change how you lead, think, and act. Coaching is critical to your success. We've moved into a new world that includes Buyer 2.0. Therefore, you can't manage as leaders as you did in Buyer 1.0 or even earlier with tactics that were used before that. As Darren Hardy, the publisher of Success Magazine, says, you can't expect what you don't inspect, and practicing bad habits only reinforces them. Therefore, coaching to ensure you provide the quality products and services on time and at a fair price as demanded by Buyer 2.0 must be integrated as a part of the way you operate your business. Coaching with a step-by-step process focusing on one element allows adjustment and reinforcement for successful achievement of the element. It takes repeating something multiple times plus feedback to perform the skill successfully. Success is measured in the ability to perform to a standard and follow the correct process again and again. You can't see yourself perform. That's why so many professional people have coaches who can observe and provide feedback. Improvement is not a one-time thing. If you're not growing and improving, then entropy will occur. You can't just do a lean activity when it's urgent or an emergency. Nor can you do workshops and expect everything to change. Continuous improvement occurs day by day, one small step at a time. Why was Toyota so successful in their continuous improvement programs? Kata coaching is an integral part of the way they do business. It provides actionable routines of thought and behavior. The coaching focuses on a target condition and teaches small steps to motivate and elevate the employee's performance. Coaching creates a state of mindfulness when the employee focuses on a single element being discussed. Kata is a Japanese word for the way of doing something. Toyota has enjoyed great success with coaching kata. It's a routine by which the company leaders and managers teach improvement. Kata identifies the process for doing something, but it doesn't identify the content or steps of what you do. It's how you coach, not what you coach. The content in coaching kata is different in every business and manufacturing function, but the procedure for how you coach is the same.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
So, how do you coach successfully? Well, it begins with planning and scheduling your coaching sessions. When you plan your coaching, you know A, the current state of the employee performance and its results. You also know B, the desired state and the results. However, you don't know the obstacles that you may encounter to get from A to B. Therefore, you plan based on what you know and adapt as you go. At Toyota, they have target conditions or short-term states. In coaching kata, the manager or supervisor focuses on getting the employee to the next improvement step in the short-term desired state. Overall achievement is made one step at a time. It's easy to get distracted or to go on tangents. This behavior can severely dilute your coaching efforts. You need to focus on one target condition at a time. Too many elements will confuse and overwhelm the employee. A target condition should be a stretch beyond the current employee capability, but not too easy or too difficult. Neither extreme will be successful. When the target is between the extremes, it will motivate the employee to achieve it. Be sure to celebrate when he or she succeeds. Coaching in a lean environment can be defined as helping employees to achieve success through motivating, mentoring, guiding, and teaching. When you coach correctly, you increase employee motivation and morale. You transfer knowledge and you allow the employee to develop their own conclusions and solve their problems or ask for help to work through them. You develop employees that are problem solvers. However, when you coach incorrectly, you waste time and resources. You also create a negative work environment and an ineffective organization with below par results. To achieve a successful coaching outcome, you must define the scope and the expected results for the session. You must also ensure that your expectations and interests are aligned with those of your employee. Good coaching builds trust by honoring the employee's skills and accomplishments. Focus and effective listening are critical elements of a successful coaching session. So work to ensure that you're filtering your comments through a neutral lens. Draw from the employee's comments or experiences to put things into context. Useful feedback is a gift. It's meant to help the employee move to the next level and achieve success. Remember that people have different learning styles, so adapt your session to the style of the employee. If the employee is visual, then draw a picture. If he or she is tactile, then provide a guided hands-on experience. If your employee is an auditory listener, then speak with descriptive but concise words. In each case, ask questions. Take time in silence for the employee to think. Then provide instructions when required. Let me take a minute to provide some examples of incorrect coaching. Solving the problem for the employee versus helping them solve the problem does not allow them to learn how to develop a solution. Also, it isn't helpful to be directive about the solution to the problem. However, you can be directive about how to approach the problem and develop a solution for it. The employee learns when he or she gains insight to developing the solution. When the employee feels that he or she solved the problem alone, it's the greatest gift of achievement for both the employee and the coach. So now look on your office shelf and see the books from classes that you've taken. How effective has the training been? Classroom training, even with role play or simulation exercises, only achieves awareness. So as the coach, go to the place where the work is taking place, observing and coaching on the job, whether it's in the plant, the office, or in the field with the sales rep, is the only way to produce true and lasting improvement. Also, don't be afraid that you or the employee will make a mistake. People learn from their mistakes and they remember the experience. Like any other skill, it takes time to become skilled and then to be an expert. If you search online, you'll find people like the motivational expert Brendon Burchard say, it takes 10,000 hours of study and practice to become an expert. So now don't think, I can't wait until I complete 10,000 hours to be a successful coach. Start now. Every hour counts. Both you and the employee will improve and move up a step as you engage in your coaching sessions. The intention is to improve until it becomes second nature and you are an expert. Take heart and stick with it. With each session, the employee's performance will improve. In addition, he or she will become more able to help and coach others. Coaches should have experience in the activity. So managers coach managers in management and lean skills, not line or field employee tasks. Plant supervisors coach those in the manufacturing area, and those with sales experience coach salespeople. Let me share an observation about Kata coaching. Senior managers should go first and learn to use the lean tools and how to coach using the Kata process. The responsibility for the shift in culture and improvement can't be delegated. It begins with senior management. Finally, each step forward benefits you, the employees, and ultimately society. So dedicate yourself to working at it and you'll enjoy the results. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I do appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or suggest a topic to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Just look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success, as well as lean checklists. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog posts. Watch for our free mini course on lean coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.